USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett at the White House on Friday that the United States has other options if using diplomacy fails with Iran in efforts to ensure it never develops a nuclear weapon. The two leaders used their meeting to reaffirm U.S.-Israeli relations and discuss how to approach a nuclear threat from Iran. Representative Jake Elsie, Republican of Texas, who deployed to Afghanistan three times as a Navy fighter pilot, told Fox News in an exclusive interview he wants to know who's behind the curtain, referring to President Biden.
When he said, "I was instructed to ask questions, to let these reporters ask me questions," those are his words. The President of the United States doesn't get instructed by anybody. Everybody who has a staff takes input from that staff.
This is USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend. Put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.